Hey, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Where are you in the world?
I am in Pennsylvania.
Okay, great, great.
What about you?
I'm actually in London. Yeah.
Very nice. One of my bucket
Yeah.
list places to visit.
It's beautiful. Well, it's beautiful today. It's like a nice spring day. Normally it's raining, but it's okay today.
Nice. So tell me about this season. You have such an incredible storyline. I'm so proud of you. So tell me
Oh,
what you
thank
think of
you.
the season and how Maxim has developed.
Yeah, I mean, I think this season, obviously we get to kind of go inside Maxim's world a little bit more. He's been on the show for 3 seasons, but he's sort of been a part of other characters' storylines up until this point. You haven't really gotten to see inside. And it starts off with a bang, I mean, you have this amazing kind of opening action sequence with all of these incredible actresses doing some really, really cool stunt work and magic that I just happen to be a part of. And then unfortunately, my lover does perish in those first 15 minutes. And you sort of see myself and Alana, who's also my partner. So we're in a polyamorous relationship with another character named Ivan. You see us sort of pick up the pieces, and there's some grief and there's some growing pains. And then by the end of it, we come back together, and there's a big battle at the end. So it's a fun season. There's a lot to do, and it gives me as an actor a great, great opportunity to play a lot of notes and to play a lot of different scenarios and scenes, and also just get to do some badass fighting. So I've got no complaints about it.
I said, I love, love, love the way it's working for you. I love the character, but please tell me, what were the biggest challenges about playing Maxim this season as opposed to your first 2 seasons?
Yeah. I think the biggest challenges were obviously just it's a much more physical role than the first 2 seasons. So trying to manage all of the stunt work, but also trying to navigate with Priyanka Bose, who plays Alana, just sort of what that relationship was and how we could navigate the grief of the two of them are both feeling while also making it, I think grief is a really hard thing to portray. Because there's a temptation as an actor to always kind of, be indulgent a little bit and to give into it. But the characters always have to be fighting for something, I think, to make it interesting. As a person, as a human, most of us, while you may give into it, sometimes you don't want to wallow in grief. You're trying to get out of it. You're trying to find ways around it. You're trying to find hopefully ways to move on. And, I think so trying to figure out that while also being, sensitive to what the characters were feeling was quite difficult. And also telling it, unfortunately, I mean, I don't mean to, unfortunately, we only have 8 episodes a season. So also telling the story completely in the limited amount of time and scenes that we had to tell it in, and making sure that journey felt organic, to the two characters was also a bit of a challenge, I think.
I mean, in what ways do you relate to Maxim, or if you don't, which characteristics of his do you wish you had?
I definitely relate to Maxim in, I try, I think Maxim has a lot of humor, and he tries to use humor to work through his grief and his sadness or any sort of negative situation. And that's something that I try to bring to those types of things in my life. I think, I wish I had a little bit more of his, I think Maxim wears his heart on his sleeve always, and he always just is who he is without being apologetic about it. And I wish I had a little bit more of that. Sometimes I try to shy away and try to hide a little bit. And I don't know that Maxim hides how he's feeling very much, which is not, sometimes a dangerous thing, but I think also quite admirable.
And how do you want to see him evolve as the show goes on? Because it's an amazing show and I know we're going to see it for many years to come. How do you want to see him evolve as the show goes on?
I think where we get to at the end of the season, he's sort of accepted his role in this kind of place, this kind of world. Maxim, we talked a lot with the showrunners and the writers, the producers, and one of the interesting things about him, I think, is that he's probably the most for lack of a better word, agnostic character on the show, in terms of, you know, everyone in this world sort of believes in this prophecy of the dragon reborn and this sort of journey myth that they're kind of all on, that they're trying to save the world. And I think that while he maybe does believe in it, he also doesn't care. He just cares about the people that he loves. And now he's been forced into this kind of situation where he has to fight for this, even though he doesn't necessarily believe in it himself, which I think is kind of an interesting place to be and an interesting place to play the character and step into a leadership position. And so I like him, you know, struggling with that, but also realizing that this is kind of his responsibility, what he's been called to do, whether he likes it or even really believes in it or not. Because sometimes I think we get into situations in our own life where it may not be exactly what we want to be doing or what we envision for our lives, but it's what we are doing. And sometimes we have to give it our all, even if that's not what our heart tells us, maybe.
We're not getting too much away from it in case some of my viewers haven't watched it. What was your favorite scene that you filmed this season and why, or which one has the most meaning to you?
I mean, there's so many good scenes that he has this season, but I think my favorite one has to have been, it comes at the end, so I don't want to spoil anything, but I definitely think there's a really playful, beautiful scene where our characters reconnect for a minute, with a fig, which is something that we've sort of played with Maxim for a while now. I think the internet sometimes called him the snack warder because in the first season we have him feeding Alana like a piece of fruit. I think it's a pear in the first season. And so we pay that off at the end of the third season when they're coming together. And it was so fun to film because so much of our scenes between Alana and Maxim had been so kind of contentious, and two characters kind of fighting for what they believe in, and two people who are at a crossroads. But it was so lovely to do this scene where they were coming back together, because Bianca and I just have a great time when we're filming things. So it was nice not to be at each other's throat for a minute, but actually be working together as characters as well.
And who are some guest stars that you want to see on the show work with Maxim?
Oh, gosh. Wow. Honestly, I'd love to just work with some of the great actors that we have on the show. we get, our show is so big that a lot of times we get in whatever season that we're in, we kind of get our storyline and we move into that storyline and you're never working with anyone else on the show. Sometimes you don't even see anyone else on the show. There are actors who've been on the show for as long as I have, which is 6 years now, that I've never met. So I would love to do more with Kate Fleetwood there's a wonderful, like, just so brilliant Spanish actress on the show called Laia Costa. Her name's Laia Costa. And she's absolutely insanely talented. I think she's starring in the Mummy film that they're just about to start filming. And she's really so good in all of her scenes. So I'd love to do a scene with her, even though that probably means Maxim's about to be murdered. So maybe I should be careful saying that.
And I understand you have other projects in the works. Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you're so amazing. I want to hear about the next stuff that you're working on.
Yeah. I did at the beginning of this year, I filmed a little bit on a television show coming up with Octavia Spencer and Hannah Waddingham called Ride or Die. I believe that's the title they've settled on. It was untitled when I was shooting it. So if that's not the title when it comes out, don't kill me. And so that was really fun to shoot on and to work on. And then I also just did an audio drama, like an Audible or iHeartRadio audio drama about Apollo 11, with some really, really lovely, lovely actors. I don't know if I'm allowed to actually say who's in that or not yet, so I can't give that away, but there's some really big, big, big people in that. So I was just happy to be working with them. And then I have some of my own stuff I worked on. I have a short film called Atacama, which has been making its way through some festivals, that I wrote and produced and starred in. So I'd love for some people to see that if it comes to a festival near you. And, you know, there's some other stuff in the works, but, don't want to jinx it yet. And, probably can't talk about a couple of them, sadly.
That's why we'll have to talk again another day.
Absolutely, absolutely, definitely, definitely.
I wonder how I like asking people I interview. Tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Oh, fun fact, fun fact, fun fact. I am a really good bowler. My dad owned a bowling alley when I was growing up. And so every summer I spent a lot of time in the bowling alley, just hanging out and getting really good at it. So maybe one day I'll be able to bring some bowling skills to screen. Not that there's too many bowling films or TV shows, but hey, if someone wants to put one together, I do have the experience.
I love it. I love it. That sounds like so much fun. You could do a movie about a famous bowler and his rise to fame and all that fun
exactly.
stuff.
Yes, exactly. All those famous bowlers you hear so much about these days. I'm sure there's a good story in there somewhere with one of them.
And since we are a TV site, what are you watching these days, other than Wheel of Time, of course?
Other than Wheel of Time, obviously I'm watching Wheel of Time, but what am I watching? I just finished The White Lotus like everyone else, which is amazing, obviously. What else am I watching? What else am I watching right now? I'm a pretty big Survivor nerd, so I'm watching not just this season of American Survivor, but I'm also going through this season of Australian Survivor, which is very, very good always. So I highly recommend that if anyone's looking for some more Survivor to check out. I think those are the only two things I've been watching recently, but something else will, I'm sure, pop up in the next little bit.
Very nice. And where can we follow you on social media so we can continue to follow this amazing career of yours?
Yeah, you can definitely follow my Instagram, which is Taylor Napier 89, which is my birth year. I normally update that pretty regularly, I should say. That's kind of the only one I kind of use on a daily or at least weekly basis.
Very nice. But I want to say, Taylor, I'm incredibly proud of you. You're amazing. Congratulations on all your success. And I hope we talk again soon.
I would love that. I would love that. So nice to chat with you and to meet you.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. That was great. Thank you so much. Next up, we have Popternative, and I'm waiting on the journalist Peter to join. This one is going to be on camera, and it'll also be 15 minutes, but let me try pinging him. We're running a little early, so they didn't take the full 15.